Welcome to the Ultimate Gamer 17 podcast. Today, I'll be talking about recent NFL signings, extensions, and recent NASCAR news, and stuff about my channel every so often. Okay, start things off. Some recent contracts, extensions, and signings. Start off with Stefon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings agree on a contract extension. I have no clue how long that is. Let you guys know more about that once I figure out how long it is. The next one is a rookie signing is the Jets quarterback Sam Darnold agree on a 4-year $25 million contract, and it's all guaranteed. The next one is the Tennessee Titans signed Delanie Walker, a tight end, to a 2-year $17 million extension. And they also re-signed a guard, offensive guard, Taylor Lewan, to a 4-year $80 million and a $50 million guaranteed contract. The Falcons re-signed offensive guard Jake Matthews to a 4-year $75 million contract extension. The next one is the Cleveland Browns and first overall pick Baker Mayfield. I hate to say it, but this could be a draft bust. I'll talk more about that some other time. To a 4-year $32.68 million fully guaranteed contract. The next one is LA Rams re-signed Todd Gurley to a 4-year contract worth up to $60 million, along with Brandon Cooks to a 5-year contract extension. Next one is a rookie signing. The New York Giants signed second overall pick and my favorite running back, Saquon Barkley, to a 4-year $31.2 million contract fully guaranteed. Let's get off the contract thing for a second. In my opinion, the rookie contracts are way too much that they fully guarantee it. I think they should be at least $20 million, maybe like $4.5 million a year, so it'd be like $25-$20 million a year. But $30 million is kind of ridiculous, in my opinion, for a first round draft pick. And on to news, I only have a little bit of that for you today. Darren Sproles announced that the 2018 season will be his last, and Doug Baldwin also suffered a knee injury in training camp that will keep him out all of preseason, most likely. Now, in later episodes, I'll talk about my predictions, maybe after the preseason's over. In the coming weeks, I will recap the weekly games of the scores and possibly stats if I can get them. That's at a later date. But that is all for like NFL news. But I'm not done with NFL completely. Next, I'll be talking about the NFL Hall of Fame game that will take place August 2nd, well, tomorrow night from the date of this recording, 8 o'clock on NBC. At night for those who want to watch it. In the next episode, I'll talk about it and recap it. But here is my prediction. I think the Ravens will get the win over the Bears. I'm not sure what the score is, but it will be close. I will be very interested in seeing how long each quarterback and player in general will stay in the thing. I'm very interested to see how well Lamar Jackson is my favorite rookie quarterback to pay attention to, because the man can freaking pass and he can run. If you guys haven't seen him already, you gotta take a look at his combine thing and like plays from his college career. They are amazing. He is a beast. And that's all for that. Next will be NASCAR news, and you guys are probably like, oh great, he's talking about NASCAR, the only sport that rednecks watch. Well, guess what, that's not completely true. I'll probably talk about it in another episode about that. But first is, I have three throwback paint schemes for you. for the September race at Darlington. The first is a Joey Logano throwback to Steve Parks' 1999 pencil number one Monte Carlo that he raced for Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. And he won, I think he won a couple races in it, but he wasn't the greatest. The next one is a Richie Petty throwback for Bubba Wallace, which will be a 1972 STP car, which I believe is when STP joined Richard Petty. And also news for Richard Petty Motorsports is Bubba Wallace and Richard Petty Motorsports agreed to a 2-year extension to 2020. He is currently on a 1-year deal in the Monster Energy Cup Series, and it's a, I believe, second in the points to William Byron in the rookie standings. And the last one is for Jimmy Johnson. His will be a throwback to Hendrick Motorsports' 200th win at Darlington in 2012, where he won in a black Cobalt Lowe's Chevrolet, I think Impala, maybe? I can't remember what the makes were. But, and then, that's all for that. The last thing I'm going to talk about in the NASCAR section is this weekend's race at Watkins Glen. I believe it's kind of, it's going to be dominated by the big three, which would be Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. Kyle Busch won last weekend at Pocono in odd finish where they went 3 wide, and I believe if Eric Jones did not take it 3 wide along with him and Daniel Suarez, I think Daniel Suarez would have got past Kyle and would have got his first career victory, which would have been nice. Chase Elliott won the first stage. Kevin Harvick won the second, but fell back after a late incident with his teammate Eric Almirola in pit road, where it drawed him back in the pack and ended up finishing the top 10, but could not rebound to get back up there to win the race, which was a break for Kyle Busch to get up there to win the race, which I'm kind of tired of seeing those guys win. I'm waiting for Chase Elliott to get the win. I hope he can get it this weekend at Watkins Glen, but I don't think he can do it. But my prediction for this weekend's race is Kevin Harvick. I think he'll get up there late in the race, possibly early in the race, and lead most of it, depending on whether where he qualifies, and win it. Getting his 7th win of the season, and maybe, I think it's 2nd at Watkins Glen, but I'm not sure about that. But that's all for the NASCAR part. The last part of news is on my YouTube channel, which is UltimateGamer17. Do me a favor and please subscribe. I could really use it. I only have 4, but it used to be bigger than that. If you guys want to see where my roots came from, you can go check out Iron Jedi 777. He also has a podcast, but that's where I came from, where I show up from time to time, but nobody knows it, because I don't use my mic that often. I am now, I think, if it worked and it's letting me record with this, but I don't know. But the news on the channel is soon. I'm not entirely sure when it'll start, but it will be a Detroit Become Human PS4 walkthrough with maybe commentary by me, but I'm not 100% sure about doing it. And then hopefully, definitely won't be finished before Madden 19 comes out. But I will be finishing the Madden NFL tournament. I'm not sure the entire who's left, but I'll let you guys know in the next episode what the remaining matches. There's two rounds left. I got the first two rounds done. You go check that out on my channel. You can see who all make it. It's a single elimination tournament where I play on the matches so far. But when it comes to the Super Bowl or the championship in this case, I will not be playing that. I'll be watching it so I don't show favoritism. Technically, I'm showing favoritism because I'm playing the matches and deciding who I want to win. But deciding who the championship is a hard decision, and I will let the game do that for me. Hopefully it's a good game, but it may not. It all depends on how it goes. It will be probably 4 minutes a quarter. Right now I think they're like 2 minutes a quarter, so I can just get them done, because this has been a long time waiting for me to finish this. This should have been done a long time ago, but I just stopped doing it. And on top of that, there will be, because I do Fortnite videos from time to time. If you guys don't want to see Epic Suckage, then I suggest you probably don't watch it, but check it out, because every so often I will have a good match here or there, because I like putting on good matches for you guys. Even though nobody really watches any of my videos anymore. But then again, it's my fault. Sort of, not really. But I wanted to go off and do my own thing for a while. I've been doing it since probably April, May, maybe. Where I haven't had the biggest jump if I wish to. But back when I was part of the Iron Jedi, we really took off. I haven't had the success that I would like to, that I did there, but I'll eventually, hopefully, one day get there. But I don't know. We'll just have to see somewhere down the line. Let's see, when did I start doing my videos? My first video was in May. The end of May was my first video, Memorial Day weekend. Because I think I was waiting until school was over for me to do it. But it wasn't a bad race, and we got 5 views. But it's not the greatest. My video would probably be a lot better if I edit it. But I don't know. But if anybody listening to this has any advice for me, I would definitely appreciate it. I really like some help, but eventually down the line, I will get better at making videos, because I one day want to be able to get, instead of live streaming, I want to be able to film them and capture them with the capture card, and then go in and edit them. And then I can just upload it from a computer. But that'll be kind of hard for me to do, because I don't have the equipment yet to do it. Which hopefully one day I'll be able to get there. Sorry guys, it's midnight here and I'm getting kind of tired. Running out of things to talk about. This episode was shorter than I would like it to be, but probably going to be a trend is these podcast episodes for me probably will not be that long, because I talk kind of quick and I really don't have much opinions, because it's not much of the stuff that I really pay attention to. was I talk about this, but I don't after that. Like when I go to talk about it, like a podcast or something, I just really don't have opinion, and I'm just not up for really talking long or that long for like podcasts. But I wanted to do this, so I have something else going on. But totally forgot what I was talking about. Anyways, that will be it for episode 1. I know it would be, it'd be longer, but I don't have much to talk about because I talked way too quick for everything. Because I really don't have opinions. And plus, in general, I don't talk that much. If you listen to me, this, and you know me, you know I don't talk that much, like, ever. I mean, I'll get going from time to time, but I won't do it. Talk that often. Also, like, with a friend, but when it comes to just me talking, I won't talk much. But that'll be it for me for this week. If you want to know more about my channel, go follow on Instagram at Ultimate Gamer or Ultimate dot, well, period, Gamer, no caps. I'll follow that for updates for on occasions because I don't post that much. Probably won't post that much. Most of the news might come on here. Plus, I don't do often because I like to do one thing at a time, but because I'm not big on doing things, plus I don't stream that much because I haven't streamed in like 2 weeks. There, guys, I'm just like stuffed up. I'm just like always like this, but also, one last thing, go ahead and follow my personal kind of channel Twitter because, well, I don't tweet that much, but still, go ahead and give it a follow, I guess. I don't know. it's at thazel190. Profile pic is a Seth Rollins logo. Then again, so is everything, because I really don't have anything, because my channel's kind of built around, like, sort of, like a Seth Rollins thing. Because, in my opinion, he's, like, my favorite wrestler ever. Well, right now, anyways. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm just lost track of everything. But go ahead and give me a follow. Go ahead and give me a subscribe and a listen to Iron Jedi 777. He's a big influence. Because he started this and I said it, I might as well do it. What he's doing with his channel is a lot better than mine, but that's basically saying don't subscribe to me, but what do I care? But give us both a subscribe, because I would like for him, I never asked him, but he'll probably listen to this, and if you're listening, you gotta think about this. Like, from time to time, I might make a video and I would like for him for to show up. And one of mine, one day, I show up and he's like, quite a bit. Not really. Sort of. You know what I mean. Like, I'll show up and I'll be, like, behind. Like, not with a mic or anything. Well, I do have a mic. It's just, I don't use it that much. But that will be all today. I said that again, but now, if you guys want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, go check out my Instagram. Eventually, one day, I'm gonna put a link in my channel bio or in my videos where you can go subscribe to that, and my Twitter eventually. But also, if you have questions, because it's kind of easier to communicate me a little that way, because I don't see it right away, but I'll see it eventually. But you can email me at thazel190 on Gmail for any, like, suggestions, questions, or advice. So that'll be all for me. This time for good. See you guys next week, maybe. Oh, by the way, this may not be an every week thing. I will try my best, because I'm going to do, like, NFL recaps, like scores, who wins a game, their record that week. But in the coming weeks, school for me will be starting, and I won't be able to do it that often. Well, I can, but when I have time to do it, I won't be able to do it that often. The schedule on this will probably change, because right now I'm going to try doing it Wednesday nights. And then once school starts, I'm probably going to do it like a Saturday or Friday night. Possibly. Unless I have nothing going on that day. Like, days I'm free and not doing anything, I'll probably be doing this after school starts. But, see you guys next week.